This is an early morning audio boo. I accept that. I mean, I'm still walking around in my kitchen sorting out my breakfast and things like that. But I just heard the news on Radio 4, the Today programme, a completely balanced and unbiased BBC production, about the announcement of the new Nissan Leaf production setup that's going on in Sunderland in the northeast of England, which is really good news. The first mass-produced fully electric car in Europe. We should be very proud that that has come to our humble island. And it was very interesting. Immediately, the charming, well-educated presenter on Radio 4's Today programme, a completely unbiased BBC. What is it with the BBC and electric cars? Anyway, he then said, yes, well, it's all very well building electric cars, but of course, the electricity that powers them is mainly made by coal in this country, and therefore, there's no point. Just a quick, simple fact. The Toyota Prius, the car that I drive regularly and record carpool in, produces between 80 and 90 grams of CO2 per kilometre. 80 or 90 grams of CO2 per kilometre. The next cleanest cars are all in the 120 to 150 marks. That's most small saloon cars. Anything with a slightly bigger engine, it's up in the 200, 300 grams per kilometre. An electric car like the Nissan Leaf plugged into a directly, let's go all the way, plugged directly into a coal-burning electricity-generating plant somewhere like Didcot or Draxby up in Yorkshire. Those huge coal-burning plants that burn millions of tons of coal every day, they burn that coal incredibly efficiently. It is on a massive scale. It's not like 10 million tailpipes from lots and lots of clanking in internal combustion engines. It's very, very simple. That electricity goes into the car where it is used incredibly efficiently. So even if you charge an electric car from a coal-burning, unfiltered power-generating station, you release between 40 and 45 grams of carbon per kilometre, 40 or 45 comparison to the 90 of the Prius, to the 120 to 150 of a very small Econobox diesel or petrol car, to 350 grams per kilometre for the Porsche Cayenne. Oh, how I love that car! And so there is a huge discrepancy there, and it is not true. If you use an electric car, you will produce less carbon per kilometre, Radio 4. Not that you'll listen to my audio boo, but I don't want you to. I want you to live in your little bubble and me to live in mine. That's all. Boo-boo.